The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
And time for another edition of Cards Daily here on AZCardinals.com. Of course, you recognize Kyle Odegaard, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. We are field level. In fact, anybody that comes our way, Kyle has my back over here. Okay, you're going to anchor. You're going to anchor just like a regular offensive lineman. Boom! Make sure nobody comes in. No free shots at Paulie Pencilneck over here, all right?
I don't know about that.
The old linemen are over here, and there's a new guy. Who is he? Where's he from? What do we know about him? Break it down. We have news on the O-line, Kyle.
Yeah, we have Max Starks coming in. The news broke this morning. He's a lineman. He used to play for the Steelers. I think he started there about 8 years.
I remember him from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He beat
the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who, you know, you see the name coming in, a guy that can play right tackle, and you wonder, is Bobby Massey's job safe?
Because we went through this last year with Eric Winston, right?
Right.
And Eric Winston came in a year ago, and a week later he was a starter, and he stayed the starter the rest of the season. So, should we read anything into this?
No, Bruce Arians said today, Bobby's job is safe. Max is more of a backup left tackle, backup right tackle, a depth guy. So he just seems like insurance for injury. If something happens to Jared Valdir, if something happens to Bobby Massey, he's there to step in as a veteran. So it, just a depth move just helps the O-line in general, not looking to start him yet.
You know, I saw the transaction today. I wasn't totally surprised. Earlier this week, I was talking with a few of the coaches and, you know, a few of the guys who assess some of the grades out here, put it that way. And they had mentioned that Bobby Massey really wasn't being pushed. That's good news. Bobby Massey, you know, has been one of the most physically talented linemen the Cardinals have had. He's mastered the playbook by all accounts. They can trust him mentally, and that bodes very well at that right tackle spot. But I think maybe they wanted to see something more out of Bradley Sowell or Nate Potter, and this might be a message in that direction, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, exactly. That's what he mentioned. He said these guys are young, and they need that veteran push. They need somebody who's done it before. So I think those two guys are on notice. There's not many spots on the offensive line behind the starters. The competition gets tougher. We'll see what happens.
And if we know one thing about GM Steve Keim, in his first year he had, what, nearly 200 roster transactions, right?
Not afraid.
He loves to churn the roster, not only the practice squad, but the second and third stringers. He loves to create that air of competition, and you most definitely have that the first week in camp.
Right.
So, all right, tight end is another spot. And he's not afraid to add some talent, all right? We have some of the big four, and then you have the two big guys, the basketball guys. Give us a rundown on the tight end spot, because they're currently working out with the O-linemen as well.
Yeah, those two guys have a big hill to climb, because the other four are established. I mean, the three are veterans, and then Troy Nicholas is coming in as a second-round pick. I feel bad for Troy. He broke his hand. He's out there trying to catch the ball.
From Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas fastballs, and he's got a big club on his hand.
But he missed so much time in the offseason with the injuries that he needs to be out there learning the route, learning the schemes. So Nicholas is just getting into the groove. I don't think you're going to be able to count on him early because of the missed time and because he's a little bit raw. So I think John Carlson, Jake Ballard, Rob Hausler, those are going to be your guys. Carlson especially has been impressive. If he can stay healthy, I think he's going to have a big season.
It's interesting. Every single tight end offers something a little bit different. You know, Nicholas, 6'6", 270. We saw him in some of the one-on-one blocking drills, even with the club on his hand. He got his pad level low, and, man, he was a terror. I mean, he's going to be a big-time blocking tight end. You know, Carlson obviously can catch the ball. And then we have Jake Ballard. Tell us about Jake Ballard, because I know a lot of the coaches are bullish on him. Now, year two coming off what was a pretty tough knee injury.
Right, yeah. He came in last year, just like you said, a year from the ACL tear. So he was still getting back in the groove. He contributed, but he wasn't a big part of the offense. But now he's getting healthier. He's feeling better. Like you said, he can block, he can catch the ball, very versatile. So that helps having a guy like that. And I think he feels more comfortable in the offense now. He's a nice guy. You know he's not going to mess up. He's a very safe option, and he's a guy that might not be a star, but you can count on him.
And a big year for Rob Hausler, right? I mean, this is a contract year. He's a former third-round pick. He has all the physical and athletic talent in the world. They just want to see it translate out on the gridiron.
Exactly. And with Carlson here, he's the guy that's pretty similar to him. They can both catch the ball. A lot of competition for Rob, so he has to step up, definitely.
All right. Two basketball guys are Andre Hardy and Darren Fells. They go, what, 6'7", and 6'7", a piece just about, you know. It's going to be interesting to watch in the preseason, you know. The third and fourth quarters, you know, sometimes, you know, but boom, you have guys like that. You have Logan Thomas, the quarterback. Very intriguing to watch that going forward, all right? For Kyle Odegaard, Paul Calvisi, another edition of your Cards Daily on AZCardinals.com.